You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Markets continue to fall for the third consecutive trading session. Benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, both fell by around 0.6%. Markets aren't likely to be any better tomorrow. If the annual results for Infosys are anything to go by, Infosys reported that revenue increased by only 1.4% over the previous financial year. FY 2025 doesn't look much better either. Revenue is likely to grow less than 3%. Analysts remain disappointed, writes Shovik Das and Jaspardia. Marginal increase in revenue, lower profits, and poor future projections. The situation is not kind for Infosys right now. Let's talk about Infy's rival, TCS. India's largest IT company is now assessing in-office attendance as part of its appraisal system. Jaspardia reports that TCS employees who attended office regularly received much better annual pay hikes than their colleagues who chose to work from home frequently. An executive from TCS told Jas that the IT giant has been nudging its employees to come to office regularly for more than 15 months. That led to a directive in January, where everyone was asked to come to office all five working days of the week. Those who chose to ignore that notice are now facing the consequences. In most parts of India, summer came early, and it seems it's here to stay. But the weather department's prediction of a bountiful monsoon season provides some much-needed hope. Of course, the IMD's weather predictions have often been mocked for being wrong. Sayantan Behra explains this year's prediction in his primer. A healthy monsoon would provide relief to India's sluggish farm economy and poor rural consumption. Equal distribution of rains is more important than the quantity of rainfall, Sayantan writes. That would help in reducing food inflation too. Foxtrot nuts are touted as a healthy alternative for snacks like chips. Now, they are being sold the world over. But closer to home, we might recognize them as makhana. Believe it or not, these white, fun-to-eat pops actually originate in muddy waters. About 1 lakh families from Bihar are the ones engaged in farming and harvesting of foxtrot nut, writes Alicia Sachdev. But makhana could emerge as the next big thing in India's $20 billion snacking industry. Makhana goes up against millets in the health food category, but it's already bigger than the pulse in terms of sales. As more FMCG companies venture into selling makhana, industrial processing might soon propel it in everyone's kitchen as a healthy snack to have with your evening tea. Bahubali, KGF, and RRR had Indian audiences flocking to a movie theater to watch vernacular movies. But the filmmaker of these movies chose to dub it in Hindi, English, and other languages, making it easier to sell. However, Manjumel Boys, a Malayalam movie, is now bucking that trend. It recently grossed more than 200 crore rupees. The makers of this movie chose not to dub it in any other language. Manjumel Boys is part of a slew of low-budget movies from southern India that are doing well, despite little or no dubbing, writes Lataja. Earlier, such movies rarely got a pan in their release unless they starred huge stars like Rajnikant or Ram Charan. With the success of these movies, perhaps a good story wins over any language barrier. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelivemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.